This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stocks popped on Thursday, with the S&P 500 hitting a fresh record high, despite a disappointing retail sales report that raised questions about a soft landing scenario for the U.S. economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.9%, or almost 350 points, while the Nasdaq Composite added 0.3%. The S&P 500 was up nearly 0.6% to hit a record closing high of 5,029.73. Stocks have put an early week rout in the rearview mirror, recouping all of the steep losses booked Tuesday after a hot inflation print dented hopes for interest rate cuts. Comments from Federal Reserve policymakers playing down the data helped soothe nerves. But investors are still wondering whether the rout was a one-off, with some seasonal weakness playing a part, or the start of a bigger pullback. Many Wall Street strategists have pointed out that there were signs of resilience even as stocks tumbled. On Thursday, investors turned their focus on January retail sales, which fell 0.8% from the prior month, raising questions about consumer resilience and the chance of a no-landing scenario for the U.S. Mortgage rates are back above 7% as the outlook for interest rates remains in flux. The average mortgage rate for a 30-year fixed loan surged from 6.97% a week prior and peaked at 7.13% on February 13th, according to the Mortgage News Daily Index. A separate tracker showed a similar week-over-week rise in borrowing costs, with the average 30-year mortgage rate climbing to 6.77% from 6.64% a week prior, according to Freddie Mac's latest release. DoorDash projected annual core profit largely above expectations and beat fourth-quarter revenue estimates on Thursday, signaling more customers used its online delivery platform to order food and grocery items. The company has been steadily growing its U.S. market share through newer partnerships and categories outside its core restaurant delivery business, with companies such as Best Buy and Victoria's Secret. And Roku Inc. shares tumble lower in Thursday's after-hours trading as its average revenue per user dropped by 4% year-over-year in the fourth quarter. The TV and streaming company managed to beat revenue estimates and reach 80 million active user accounts in the last quarter. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.